Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get some extremely local news from Black Club Chicago. Good morning to Seamus Toomey. Hey, there's an Al Capone auction, isn't there, Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Happy Friday. Yes, you know, we hear about these every once in a while where items from Al Capone surface and people try to see how much money they can make from it. This is the latest one. There's three letters that he wrote to a couple brothers in Wisconsin, talking about bootlegging, talking about moving the outfit's headquarters to Cicero, and talking about buying some land up in Wisconsin. So they're being marketed as sort of the only letters in circulation at this point from really like the peak period of his gangsterness. there were some more when he was off in prison as well, but these ones, he was out and about writing from Cicero. You can see what Scarface's handwriting is looks like. I got to admit, it's a little bit better than mine at this point, but it's interesting. They're all in cursive, and they think they could fetch anywhere between about $3,000 and $12,000 when they go on sale at auction November 9th.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they went for more than that. There's a donut place. They've won many awards, and they've been at farmers markets, but now they're coming to Uptown, right?
Right, yeah. We got to keep close tabs on all donut shops openings around town. Yeah, this was a place called Downstate Donuts, and they've been a hit at farmers markets. They also have a bike that drives around, a tricycle that drives around selling these donuts around the neighborhood. They finally have a brick and mortar shop. They're about to open it at 1132 West Wilson. It's going to be next month, and their claim to fame is they make these out of a potato base. So they're potato based donuts, just big hits at farmers markets all around the area. So now they're going to be selling. You can walk up and get in line and get them beginning next month.
Good for fans of Downstate Donuts. And finally, a popular store reopening today, huh?
Right. And yeah, this is another one that it's a candle making shop that really took off during the pandemic. It began as a hobby for a married couple named Brittany and Julius Deese. It was a hobby, became a online sales during the pandemic, and it's really taken off in part because they have these classes where people can come in and make their own candles, and it became a fun thing to do for people that were trying to escape their house in the last couple years. So they're opening this morning. It's the first day. They're at 1252 North Milwaukee in Wicker Park. They'd been in Bucktown for the past year out of a temporary spot, but they've got their own spot. Congratulations to Brittany and Julius Deese. Black Lux candles. People say they are really, really high end. So if you're into that, or you want to get out and do a candle making class, that's your place.
Good luck to them. Yeah, I got some candles and donuts. Happy shopping this weekend, Seamus. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.